Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are powered by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. And we're excited for this edition of First Touch. I got to say, Nico, I mean, there has just been so much. As I was going through everything and writing up the show, I was thinking to myself, I wish we had 4 hours for this edition. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of action that we had in the last week. Comebacks, goals, storylines, and then not only that, we're now blessed with the weekend ahead where there's two marquee matchups both on Saturday and on Sunday. So, I mean, Nico, how was your week, man? I mean, are you as fired up as I am?
I am, man. And I got to say, when the middle of the week is filled up with top-level Champions League football, you know it's going to be a good week when it comes to soccer action. The amount of goals, the matchups, teams traveling away, shockers. I mean, it had it all. And it's a blessing.
I got to say, I don't think that there's ever been a work week that has went so fast for me from Tuesday. And I also got to give the UEFA some props here. I love Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This format There's games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is unbelievable. It really is great. I mean, it genuinely fills up the whole week. I mean, we outside of today, there's going to be games every single day of the week. It's unbelievable.
No? Yeah, and also before we had Europa League playing on Thursdays, but now because there's more teams in the Champions League, they split it up like that. So next week, we're going to have a bye week in Champions League football, and that's going to be fine. You know, there's going to be some FA Cup or EFL Cup, some stuff like that. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, not only that, but we also, let's not forget, we have some banger games this weekend in the Premier League.
Absolutely.
Arsenal at home against Man City. We have United at home against Chelsea. We're going to have that covered for you guys. All the Week 5 preview coming up. We got the Champions League recap and the Week 4 recap as well to go through with you here on First Touch. So, I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We are going to be coming right back. Do not move. We're going to hop right in to the Week 4 recap of the English Premier League. We're coming right back. See you in a minute.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, powered by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's just hop right into it. Saturday slate from Week 4, English Premier League. Arsenal kicked it off with a 3-0 win over Nottingham Forest, cashing a minus 264. Money line, it goes over 2.5, minus 147. Zubimendi, man of the match, obviously. I mean, his first goal is an absolute worldie. What a way to score your first for Arsenal. He scored another one in the 32nd minute. Gyökeres in the 46th. Gyökeres in the 46th. Zubimendi again in the 79th. And Arsenal take all 3 points. They sit second, 3 points off Liverpool. Forest 15th. Not much here. Honestly, this isn't even one that we really can spend too much time on because of these other games. But we want to make sure that we at least recap everyone. So Bournemouth 2, Brighton 1. Bournemouth plus 136, over 2.5. Minus 150, Palace and Sunderland 0-0 draw. I want to spend a minute on this one. Everton 0, Aston Villa 0. The draw plus 235 cash as it goes under 2.5, minus 122. There was nothing here, and there's not anything to talk about the game other than the fact, and I want to hear your take on this, Nico. Villa have yet to score a goal in the league.
I mean, I said that last Friday when we were talking about this game, how
yeah.
I don't see how Villa bounces back from this because they had the international break to kind of recoup and recover. They brought in Sancho, and they still seem to have such little chemistry when it comes to their upfront attacks, and they can't score a goal. Another game coming up at Sunderland this weekend, which we'll talk about later, but, I mean, this team is dead last.
They did get a goal in one of the League Cup games, I will say that. But just in regards to in the league, I mean, they are sitting 19th right now. I know that everyone over there loves Unai Emery, but at what point do you have to switch things up if you decide to do that? I mean, I know it's very early. I'm not at all alluding to it. I think that that's what they should do. But they need a course correct. Like, they need to get back on track. This team has far too much talent to be 19th. But nonetheless, they are. Fulham 1, Leeds 0. Fulham minus 106 cash is under 2.5, minus 125, 94th minute own goal gives Fulham the win. West Ham 0, Tottenham 3, Tottenham plus 110 cash is easy, over 2.5, minus 130, easy. I mean, not much there either. I mean, Tottenham just absolutely, I mean, dusted the floor with West Ham. They get back on track.
You loved that money line. And
I did.
Truthfully, difference in quality between the two teams is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not the same game. And to do that, by the way, on the road is very good mentally for them as they continue on, and they got a win in the Champions League, which we'll discuss as well. So good week for Tottenham fans. Brentford 2, Chelsea 2. Draw plus 290 cashes. Over 2.5 minus 139. Xhaka gave him the lead in the 35th. Palmer in the 61st. And Caicedo with an absolute ripper in the 85th. Had Chelsea up 2-1. Carvalho comes on as a substitute. Rescues a point 93rd. Chelsea 5th. Brentford 12th. After what you saw here and what you saw with Chelsea against Bayern, which we're going to go more in depth on, your thoughts on where they're at as a team. Are you worried for Chelsea at all?
I am a little bit worried because I feel like they're getting affected by the Club World Cup. I mean, the team seems like they still have the same talent as last year, and maybe some upgrades with João Pedro, but they don't seem to have the same energy that they had last year. And again, Club World Cup can be a factor, or that the team is still slow because it's the beginning of the season, but this is a long season and you have to have longevity. So whether you have a good start or a bad start, how you continue going is what's going to play the biggest role in this.
Couldn't agree more. And I mean, in regards to good start, there is nobody who's had a better start to the season than Liverpool. They win 1-0 away at Burnley, minus 290 cashes, under 2.5, minus 160. I will say that this is not the game that we expected at all. I don't think anybody thought that Burnley even had remotely a chance to get anything here, even just a point. 84th minute red card put Liverpool a man up. But it wasn't until the 90th. Liverpool were gifted a penalty by the football god. Salah smash at home. Liverpool remained perfect, top of the league. Alluding to it as well, we'll discuss it later, but they obviously won in the Champions League as well. So they have 5 games played, 5 wins. And I believe that the earliest game winner that they've scored this year is in the 83rd minute against Arsenal. Every other game winner that they've scored is past the 83rd minute. I don't know if it's Jota looking down or it's like Fergie time. Is it slot time now in Liverpool, Nico? I mean,
it's kind of slot time. And I will say something about Liverpool. All the years that I've seen them play, this is a team where their confidence is always so high that they will not stop trying until the last second of the game. And that's very admirable to me. That shows that the team is working together. That shows me that the locker rooms are healthy. And you know, even the Champions League winner that they had against Atletico Madrid was at the last second of the game.
I know,
and same with Burnley. They just suffocate you with this pressure and continue making chances. And you're either going to make a mistake or they're going to score a beautiful goal and put you away.
You just knew it was coming, too. And it felt like that against Atletico as well. Just they are relentless, especially when teams try and sit back. Like, I think that does these teams a disservice. Like, they sit back and just let them possess and pass it around and move it and cross it in and get it back. And I mean, first of all, so I want to say Gravenberch has to be one of the most underrated players that does not get discussed nearly enough. His
club
turns
signing
and touches are absolutely unbelievable. He is world class. Would start in any 11 in the Premier League, in my opinion.
I totally agree about Gravenberch, but I will say though, to address their defensive issues, because you can't keep doing that.
Gehi got shut down. You know what I mean? Like that's a big difference here. But
still, you have to figure it out. You can't give up 2 goals every game.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of defensive issues, Manchester City 3, United 0. Manchester City minus 130 cashes, under 3.5, minus 166. Shaw, who had an absolutely terrible game, got dusted by Doku before he crossed it. Unmarked Foden heads it in the 18th minute. People look at that and think it's only on Luke Shaw. This is now, I think, the third or fourth game where we've conceded a goal. And when you look back at the tape and watch how is that guy so open in the middle of the box, you see Bruno not tracking him. And it is a perfect example of it again. This was 1-0 at halftime. Going into this game at 0-0 into half would have been huge. But early on, one little mental mistake, and this is why for me, this system that we are currently playing in does not fit the players that we have. Bruno cannot play in a 2-man midfield in that position where we have 3 center backs and 2 wing backs. He's not. It's just not his archetype. Like he doesn't fit that type of player. He doesn't track back, and you need that person in that spot to be tracking back. No, I mean we're going to get on to the rest of the game, but real quick, am I not crazy for this?
No, you're not crazy. I feel like Bruno can defend, and to go away at City and play with 1 number 6. It's kind of like ludicrous in a way.
It's insane. It makes no sense why the lineup was set to what it was and why we. I mean, dude,
because of City's absences, and you're the one that alluded to it the most last week when we were talking. But I expected City to play much better at home. And again, United, as soon as they concede one goal, their confidence is shot. Like you can sense it.
Yep. City went up 2-0 in the 53rd. Holland slipped through, chipped in over Bayern Deer. For me, Bayern Deer had this. He hesitated just a little bit and Holland got to it first and shipped it over him, I think if he did not have that hesitation, he at least gives himself a chance to get closer to the ball, and it was very close to begin with. I think this is saved if he doesn't hesitate. I said it as soon as it happened, before the ball was even in the back of the net. He just hesitated, and then an explicit word that I'm not going to say on air. But it was frustrating, obviously. And then the last goal, I mean, oh, man. Garcia and Shaw passing it back and forth. The two worst players. The fact that they are even on a roster in the Premier League just blows my mind. They were so terrible. It was disgusting. I hated it. It made me sick. They give the ball away, and the still frame that is floating around the internet of Haaland picking up this ball in our half, and then in his own half, excuse me, there's about five defenders directly behind him, probably 10 yards off, and all within a 10-yard space. No spacing at all. And Haaland just runs down the field and puts it in the bottom corner. Easy. Easiest goal of his life.
FIFA style.
Yeah, I mean, it was – I mean, I've had enough of this formation. We just don't have the players for it. I'm sorry. And I'm not blaming – like, I don't want Omri Mount necessarily. I think that just play four at the back. Like, if you look at a lineup with four at the back for us, it doesn't look bad with Casemiro in that pivot spot in the six, Bruno and Manu as well in the field in there. You can have Cunha and Mbeumo on the wing, Sesko up top. Like, why are we not doing it this way? I don't understand. We're relying on wingbacks also to be who's pushing up the field without wingers. And the wingbacks, we don't have the quality. Dorgu had, I think, like 16 crosses, and two of them were even near somebody that I saw. The only other thing that I'll say here is Donnarumma is exactly what we didn't want to happen for Manchester City. He is just what we said he was. World class. The save on Mbeumo. Oh my goodness. I mean, just insane. Nico, real quick, your thoughts on this game.
You get what you pay for. That's what I gotta say. And also Amorim trying to fade all of his number 10s in the same starting 11 is gonna bite him in the bum at the end of the day, feels like.
I know, man. It's just I don't know. But nonetheless, it is what it is. As of right now, Manchester United are back in 14th, City up to 8th. We got some Champions League to talk about, and we're going to do it on the other side of this break. So do not move. We're coming right back on First Touch here with your hosts, Ty Levine and Nico Beef Sauce.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your hosts, Tyler Levine and my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get right into the Champions League recap. Champions League week one felt so good to be back. Arsenal 2, Atletico 0. Arsenal go on the road and win plus 105 money line under 2.5 cashes at minus 126. Martinelli in the 72nd and Trossard in the 87th. Get all 3 points for Arsenal. I loved this one. They take care of business. Your thoughts on the? I mean, to be honest, when Arteta took off Gyökeres and put in Trossard, I literally texted my group chat with all my buddies and as Martinelli came on as well, and I said, are you kidding me? I had hammered Arsenal. It was 0-0. I'm thinking, are you serious? We're taking these guys off and bringing on Martinelli and Trossard, and they both scored. So I obviously know nothing, and that proves why I'm not a manager in the Premier League. But nonetheless, Nico, your thoughts on this game for Arsenal?
Great win for Arsenal at a team that when they play home, they're really good. I know everybody's going to think back to when they lost to Manchester United, but that was a fluke, in my opinion. Great win for Arsenal, great start. And overall, I see all the strong teams this year getting into the Champions League with the right foot forward, because we saw last season what happens when you don't start off good.
Yeah.
And then you have to play in the playoffs. You got to try to finish top eight if you want to take the winter off, you know what I mean?
100%. Tottenham 1, Villarreal 0. Tottenham minus 112 cashes under 2.5 plus 100. This was nothing happened. There was a 4th-minute own goal. that was it. Good for Tottenham, though. Get all 3 points. I said earlier in the show, great week if you're a Spurs fan. You'll take an own goal and a 1-0 win all day. Definitely not a 1-0 game here. Bayern Munich 3, Chelsea 1. Munich minus 139 cashes over 3.5 plus 125. Bayern were just too much for Chelsea. I mean, I felt like it was just men versus boys right from the get-go. Olise, absolutely class. Things started off, it was 1-0 Bayern after a Shabala own goal in the 20th minute. Caicedo took out Harry Kane, gave Bayern a penalty, which he finished, put him up 2-0. And 2 minutes after that, Cole Palmer finishes a counterattack brilliantly into the top corner. Real nice goal that, opening up his hips that way and putting the ball where he did against Neuer. In the 63rd, Kane sealed it, made it 3-2-1. There was a Cole Palmer had a second goal, but it was ruled off from VAR. Nonetheless, Nico, your thoughts, men versus boys, no?
In terms of signings over the summertime, I know we've talked a lot about Liverpool, but I would say that Bayern is sitting up there for me in terms of making signings with immediate impact. Luis Diaz, absolute baller. Olise in his second year, feeling even better than he felt last year. And Harry Kane, you know,
he still got
this
it.
This player still got it. And I feel like if they're going to go for something this year, Bayern Munich has got to be the Champions League. And I feel like they're going to go far.
I honestly think they're going to go far as well. I mean, watching them play, they're fantastic. And what Harry Kane has that a lot of true number nines don't have is he'll drop back, pick up the ball, and play a 40, 50-yard pass right on the money, right where it needs to be, and then run up and finish it off. I mean, him and Olise work brilliantly together. Diaz as well is a fine player. I've always been big on him. This Bayern team is dangerous. I think that in terms of – and I want to find this number – what their odds are to win the Champions League. It might
it's like
be a
plus 1,100.
Yeah, that's a good value bet compared to these other PSGs and Real Madrids that are always, there's no juice on those. Bayern has a team and a manager who could get that done, no doubt in my mind. And then the Champions League game of the week. Liverpool 3, Atletico Madrid 2, Liverpool minus 154 cashes, over 2.5, minus 164. They were up 2-0 6 minutes in through Salah and Robertson. Llorente added one right before half. Liverpool had chance time and time and time again throughout the rest of the game. 88th minute, Llorente shot deflected in 2-2, Anfield stunned. I had a parlay relying on this leg alone to hit. I was sitting there biting my nails. And none other than Virgil van Dijk in the 92nd minute, stoppage time again, heads home a Szoboszlai corner, and it was a thunderous header, may I add. It was an absolute ripper of a header, just immense. I mean, he just felt – it looked like a Greek god soaring through the skies and just slamming it down. I'm surprised it didn't dent the earth. And Liverpool win 3-2. It was electric. I mean, as a United fan, I do not like Liverpool at all. But, like, those moments give you chills. Like, it's unbelievable, man.
I mean, listen, Virgil van Dijk is the closest thing to a primetime Sergio Ramos in our era. I'm not going to lie.
Dude,
like,
he's such a guy, beast.
This guy's coming from the back, and he finds himself alone. That header is not easy to execute. He hits it right in the corner where the goalkeeper cannot reach. And he scores this as if he's Harry Kane-level striker. And Liverpool gets yet another W. Props to Atletico Madrid for not absolutely drowning going down 2-0 in the first half of this game. Dude. Most teams of the caliber, even in the caliber of United, Real Madrid, or whoever you want to put there, 2-0 down in the first 10 minutes at Anfield.
In Anfield,
you
might, bro? Oh, my
God. You might concede like 5 or 6 goals. They compose themselves. They come back. But they're still put away by an amazing team that's going to leave a mark in the soccer scene this year.
Dude, I mean, it was just, going down 2-0 at Anfield that early, you're right there. And I don't think enough people even really spoke about that. Like, I thought, trust me, like, I'm watching I had a bunch of legs in this parlay, and I needed Liverpool, obviously. And I'm thinking 6 minutes in, I'm like, oh, I don't have to pay attention to this one. I don't have to watch this game. So I switched and started watching one of the other ones that was going on. And 2-0, I'm not seeing anything. 2-1, I'm like, oh, and then I turn it back on, 2-2. I start freaking. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. Man City 2, Napoli 0, City minus 154 cash is under 2.5 plus 110. I had Napoli or draw in this one for a 7-teamer. The Di Lorenzo red card in the 20th made this impossible for Napoli. There's no way that they could have survived. They did. It was a valiant effort. I'll give them that. Haaland scored off a great Foden flick in the 56th. And then from there, it was over. And Doku in the 65th, very special goal. He's on fire. He's starting to look like a real weapon, and it seems like Pep is really starting to trust him. And if he starts, the only criticism that I've ever had of him and that anyone has ever had of him is that he's the best one-on-one player that there is right now, in my opinion, but he can't do anything with it after that. He hasn't been able to get assists or score goals. And now in back-to-back games, he's assisting and scoring goals. He is dangerous. I mean, lightning quick, dude. Really, he's crazy to watch. No.
Can we speak? I totally agree about Dorgu, but can we speak about the pressure that the whole City team, as a club, coaching, players had after coming back off of 2 losses in the league? And they're coming back to playing a derby at Manchester City and a home game debut against Napoli in the Champions League against a very good team and getting 2 wins. That is huge for
their really
confidence.
Big. They're fully back.
Yeah, like that, and it makes it feel exactly like that. It makes it feel like they're back and they're back to normal. And Dogu, I mean, what a talented player! But if you don't turn that talent into substance, goals, assists, you're not gonna reach the top level. You're not gonna do anything with it. And
well,
if
I mean,
he's able to do that, that's huge.
Yeah, he's been doing it. I mean, he's been doing it. And I mean, Haaland is as reliable as they get in terms. I've said this before a million times. If you give him the ball in the box, it's a goal. Like, I'm critical of other parts of his game, but I mean, in terms of finishing, he's the best in the world. You just have to find him in the box, and if you do that, you will win the game, it feels like. It feels like that's the formula. If City can play like this, like they did in this game, and like they did against United, I do not care who they're playing. They can beat them on any day, on any given day. Maybe, I mean, we're going to see this weekend, you know, going away to the Emirates against Arsenal.
It's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a very tough game, but we're going to get to that one later. Newcastle 1, Barcelona 2. Barcelona plus 145 cashes, under 3.5, minus 146. Marcus Rashford, just, I mean, an absolutely beautiful header. I mean,
masterclass.
Where did this come from? I don't know. 58th minute puts Barcelona up 1-0. This game was very open, very back and forth. There were some great saves from Barcelona's keeper. They play a high line. They stick to their guns. So Newcastle had their chances in this game. Harvey Barnes had a great chance and squandered it early on that would have put Newcastle up 1-0. But nonetheless, they don't capitalize. Barcelona does in the 58th. And you would think that's obviously going to be the best goal of the game. No, 9 minutes later. I mean, just an absolute cracker bar Smasher. Down, screamer, whatever you want to call it, rips the net apart. Just a class. This we've seen from, I haven't seen the headers from Marcus Rashford. That's why I was like, where did that come from? This we've seen. It's been in spurts, and those spurts were generally speaking very far apart. But nonetheless, he has this in his bag, and he showed it here. It put him up 2-0, and it pretty much put the game away. I mean, Anthony Gordon got one back in stoppage time, but it was too late. And without Lamal, Barcelona dominate and win. I mean,
no Lamal, no Gavi. But I will tell you one thing, Tyler. Barcelona, when they have the ball on their feet, it looks like someone's playing FIFA. Like the way that they move the ball around. It's literally impossible. Newcastle is a Premier League team. They're high-level team. They're trying to press them. They could not get the ball back. And Rashford, the only thing that I saw in this game other than the two goals was that every time that he lost possession of the ball, he tracked back to get it back. And that's something that, you know, you expect every player to do when they play at this level, but we don't see it every single time. So I hope that his mentality has changed and that he wants to play top-level football again.
Well, I mean, to be honest, that's Hansi Flick, and that goes to show the importance of a good leader. I mean, Barcelona prior to Flick coming in was not doing it. They were not in a great place, and he came in, and you can hear the players have spoke about it. There's videos online that you can see the way that they dress, the time that they show up, the penalties in terms of if you're late or if you're late to meals or meetings or anything are enormous, and they're very strict and they're very disciplined and they're very determined. And he is what's getting that out of Marcus Rashford. That's the difference. That's what a lot of top clubs who are struggling, like United, that's what they're missing. And unfortunately, that's the spot that we're in. But I'm happy for Marcus Rashford. I have no hate in my heart for him. And seeing him do well does make me happy, although you think maybe not. Oh, you wish we had him. Sure, I do. But I'm happy to see him doing what he's doing. Nonetheless, we have a full weekend of games in the Premier League this weekend. And we're going to preview them all here for you guys on First Touch coming up next. So do not move. We're coming right back.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, powered by Sports Overnet America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. What a game, what a weekend, excuse me, of games we have coming up. It starts off with the Merseyside Derby, Liverpool home at Anfield versus Everton. They are -210 favorite. The draw is +360. Everton are +550. Over 2.5, -165. Under 2.5, +128. These are always interesting. You would think, oh, Liverpool, that's a lock. Let's throw it in every parlay, but I don't know. I mean, they have it's taken them every minute of every game to win. They are prone to conceding goals. It's not like they are lock, stock, and barrel defensively. Yes, their attack is insane, and they most likely will put two past Everton tomorrow at least. But, I mean, you never know. We just saw what happened with them in Burnley. So, Nico, your thoughts on Liverpool versus Everton?
I will say that I love Etiquette here to score any time at +125, especially because he didn't start against Atletico, so I'm guessing that he's going to start this game. So he's looking at, what, 70 to 90 minutes, I would guess, to play. Last week, I said that I liked Burnley to not score a goal. That was close to even money. I don't think Everton scores here. I think that Liverpool is... Yeah, because I think they're going to play way too deep. I think that Liverpool is going to put a ton of pressure on them. And I think Liverpool conceding those two goals at home at Atletico Madrid, one of the major points of discussion in the locker rooms and from the coaching staff, will be how do we get better defensively? And Everton is not a goal machine either. Grealish is going to be a very big factor in the game because whether he's going to be a huge weakness defensively for them or he's going to create a goal that's going to, you know, put him in with the right foot.
I was going to say Everton have been pretty fluid in the final third to start the season. So for me, Liverpool have to get a lead in this one if they want all 3 points,
and they got
to
get it early on in the first half. Excuse me. I think that if they go into this 0-0, it's going to be very dangerous because if Everton get a counter, they're capable of scoring. Do I think that Everton are going to possess the ball and break down Liverpool for a goal? Absolutely not. But if Liverpool give them a chance, this is a team that can capitalize on that. With that being said, I obviously favor Liverpool to win this match. But I don't necessarily think it's going to be as easy as it looks at face value. Nonetheless, this is a bit of a tricky one here. Brighton home versus Tottenham. Brighton are favorites, +128. The draw is +260. Tottenham is +200. Over 2.5, -153. Under 2.5, +116. One of those tricky ones that you look at it, Tottenham versus Brighton. Tottenham's a way better team. Oh, +200, that looks great. This is screaming Brighton or draw to me. No?
Yeah, I mean, Brighton, without having to play a Champions League game that Tottenham had to play, and Tottenham facing some pretty serious injuries still, I feel like Solanke is probably going to be out of this game or maybe doubtful to play at all. The over 2.5 seems very juicy to me here at -145 because I feel like Brighton is going to come out, they're going to pressure, they're going to probably score a goal, maybe a second one, and then they're going to put Tottenham in a position where they have to attack at some point.
I think this ends in a draw, and I think it's under 0-0 or 1-1. Obviously, who knows, but I don't know. I think the Tottenham are going to – it's going to be kind of like the Bournemouth game where they put a goal in 4 minutes in. I mean, we just saw them against Villarreal as well, just an own goal early on. So who knows? But I like the draw here. I'm not too confident. With Brighton playing Tottenham, I do think Tottenham's a better team. And it's not like Brighton have had the best start to the season to begin with. They're, sitting in 11th. They did beat City, obviously, at home, which I think is part of what's playing into this narrative of why they're this big favorite. But nonetheless, Burnley home versus Forest – big one for Ange. Forest +120, draw +240, Burnley +233, over 2.5, +100, under 2.5, -125. You love Forest, I know that. No?
I love Forest money line here for the main reason why they lost midweek to Swansea. They were up 2-0 in the EFL Cup, and now they're knocked out. They ended up losing 3-2. And that was a big shot to their gut because, being up to 0 away from home and losing the game and being knocked out is not fun. So I feel like this game has got to be a comeback for them where they put it away 1-0, 2-0. They're playing a bad team. They're playing a defensive team. They got to find a way to win this game.
Do you put any value in the fact that they had a midweek game as well?
I don't, because they did not play their starters. I mean, they did like a little bit of a mix. Okay. But I feel like still, man, that is such a...
I mean, I like Forrest when as teams well
play,
here.
When teams play a lot of games, they complain that there's fatigue. And then when they don't play a lot of games, they're like, oh, we lack rhythm and fluidity and all that. So I feel like it's all excuses. Just go win the game.
Yeah, I like the value on Forrest here is impossible to ignore. I'm sorry. They're a better team than Burnley. And Burnley just played an unbelievable game against Liverpool where defensively they were as sound as can be. I don't see that happening again. I'm sorry. So... give me Forrest on the money line. I like the over 2.5 as well, because I could see Burnley scoring. Yeah, it's even money. So maybe like a 2-1 Forrest win would look nice on the bet slips. West Ham home versus Palace. Palace favorites plus 135, draw plus 235, West Ham plus 210, over 2.5 plus 100, under 2.5 minus 127. I hate that I want to say a draw again, but like, dude, like Palace doesn't have anyone that's really a creator anymore. They lost Eze. Like, Mateta's a fine finisher, but they need someone who can get him the ball in the right positions, and that can help with that buildup. On the other side of that, they're very good defensively, and West Ham is bad. So, could I see this as a 0-0 draw as well? Yes, absolutely.
I love the draw here. I feel like the biggest value in this game has got to be the under 2.5 and
yeah.
West Ham money line. Because, like, plus 220 at home, you know what I mean? You're playing Crystal Palace. You got to try to win this game. Like, you're not going to win.
100%.
You're going to get relegated otherwise.
Yeah, I think the value bet is West Ham plus 210. Because they've also shown that they can score goals. I mean, they beat Forest 3-0. So,
yeah.
They're at home. Palace don't really have anyone. They could get a goal and sit back and probably be fine. So, I like that, West Ham in the under. Wolves home versus Leeds. Not super exciting, but probably it's one of those games where you don't think it's going to be exciting, two bad teams, but it's probably going to be just an absolutely insane game, like a 4-3. I do like the over 2.5 plus 130. The unders under 2.5 minus 164. Wolves money line plus 170. Draw plus 215. Leeds plus 175. You got anything on this?
I think draw is the best value here, because whether either team scores, they're not like a powerhouse that's going to score multiple goals. So
I don't know if I typed this incorrectly, but over 2.5 at plus 130, I like. I'm sorry. Both these teams are not great defensively, and Leeds is feisty. I think if they score two, Wolves gets one. I don't
know.
It's true. Plus 130 seems a little juicy. United home versus Chelsea. Chelsea favorites at Old Trafford plus 150. Draw plus 270. United plus 165. Over 2.5 minus 175. Under 2.5 plus 136. If there was a time, I mean, this is Amorim's, first of all, I would like to throw this in here. This is Amorim's career at United. If we lose this game and it's ugly, yeah, if we lose this game and it's ugly, there's no coming back.
What about a 1-0 loss?
Not scoring a goal? Not good. Maybe if we lost like 3-2, I don't know. I don't really know how to outline the loss where I would feel good about it. I just think that it's, I mean, I'm going to get down on my hands and knees and look up at the sky and just pray for a back four. It's all I want to see. That's all people want to see. It's the players that we have. Like, that's the formation for what we have right now. You want to go out and get multiple wingbacks and true middle of the park center mids, go do that. But we don't have that right now. So, with that being said, to focus on the game, I like Chelsea plus 150. I like Garnacho to score. I guarantee you he scores a goal. And it's probably going to be the winner. Chelsea are going to win 2-1. Garnacho scores the winner. And we all die inside as United.
The timing for this game is so good for United, because they're coming off a bad loss, you know, in the derby, and Chelsea's coming off of a bad loss in the Champions League. The question here is, can United score a goal first? And you know what I mean? Because they've only done that against Burnley, that they've gone up and Fulham, but then the game ends in a draw, and then Burnley comes with a 95th minute winner. Like, the confidence of the team has got to be there for them to win a big game like this.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm just curious to see the lineup. Like, that for me is just going to determine my
He's not going to change. Like, the reason why I send you that...
I meant the lineup, not the formation. Like, the lineup. I don't want to see
players.
Bruno in the middle of the park. I'm sorry. He can't play that midfield too. He can't. Play Casemiro and Ugarte. As much as I hate them both, Cunha potentially might play. But regardless, like,
we don't. Bruno is not. He can never play there. That's it. Like, bottom line. If you like, sell him. If he's not going to play in the front two role behind the striker, sell him. We don't need him playing in the middle of the park. He screws us every game by not tracking back. And I'm a big Bruno fan, and he's kept our club supported for many years. But we can't play him in that position. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work. Nonetheless, we got other games to get to. Fulham home versus Brentford. Fulham +105, draw +245, Brentford +275, over 2.5, -107, under 2.5, -120. I like Brentford here, to be honest. Fulham are not very good at scoring goals.
They're not.
And Brentford is a team that can score goals, and I could see Brentford winning this 1-0 on the road all day.
Brentford has surprised me this season because they lost two really good players, and they're not playing that bad.
Yeah.
Big game for Fulham, though, because, like, really, when you play Brentford at home, you need 3 points in this game. So yeah. let's see what they come up with.
Bournemouth home versus Newcastle. Bournemouth +138. Fourth place Bournemouth +138. Draw +240. Newcastle +188. Over 2.5, -122. Under 2.5, +100. I'm going to tell you right now, Bournemouth home, absolute. That is a lock for me. Newcastle just played all of their starters and all of their best players and ran a track meet against Barcelona 4 days ago. That plays a factor. Like, I don't care what anyone says, and it's very easy. People will look at this and say, "Oh, it's Newcastle," and not really realize or think about. Like, I didn't even realize or think about. Bournemouth are in fourth place, and they're playing very well, and they can score goals and keep a clean sheet. They can score in the fifth minute and win the game 1-0. They just did it twice within the last 2 weeks. So if you're Newcastle, especially being on the road, you got to come in here and start flying all over the place early. Otherwise, this one can get away from them quickly. And Newcastle are also a team that have struggled to score on the road. And in general, their last couple games,
they're struggling,
one or zero goals. Like, they haven't scored 2 goals, I believe, this year yet. I might be wrong about that, but I know in the last 3 games they haven't scored more than a goal.
Value-wise, +140 for Bournemouth at home is crazy value, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think so as well. Sunderland home versus Villa. I mean, I've been on the Villa train. I've had them in parlays multiple times. Look, they're +110 on the road. Not great. I mean, great for value, but it's concerning. Draws +240, Sunderland +260, over 2.5, +133, under 2.5, -147. Do Villa score a goal and get a win?
I mean, I don't know if they get a win, but I do see goals in this game because Sunderland is not going to be afraid to attack. They're going to play at home. They're going to be pushed by the crowd.
Big stadium, big crowd.
Big crowd, and Villa is forced to make something happen. Like, Villa doesn't even have the luxury of scoring a goal and then sitting back, because, like, if they get tied 1-1, that's not good enough. 4 points in four games is going to be terrible for them.
100%. It's a really scary one, because you would think, again, oh, this is Villa's moment. They're going to do it. The reality is that Sunderland is not an easy place to go and play, especially when you're struggling for goals. Game of the weekend, Arsenal home versus Manchester City. Arsenal -115, draw +270, City +290, over 2.5, -130, under 2.5, -101. Let me hear it, Nico. What do you got?
I always go with the over in these games, and Arteta and Pep love to prove me wrong. I'm going to say under and a draw. I don't see either team winning. I feel like City's going to go there cautiously. They're not going to want to ruin that two-game winning streak that they built on Champions League in the league. And Arsenal has got to be tired from traveling, low energy, 1-1.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's Arsenal haven't lost a game like this in a long time. But they also, Arteta tends to go into these games trying not to lose versus winning. I do like the draw here. It's annoying. I don't like saying it. I'm in agreement with you as well. I think this is just going to be one of those games where you get all amped up for it, and you think to yourself, this is going to be a cracker, and it's not. But let's continue on with this one on the other side of this break. 2 minute drill coming up next here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Bina, Logan, the Kobe Sauce. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Sal Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, we're wrapping up with it. Is there a chance for you that City wins this game? Like, can you see a world where they just go in here and do what they've done the last few games and dominate? Or are you really just expecting a nothing burger out of this?
I expect a nothing burger out of it because Pep and Arteta know each other like two brothers that have been playing with each other for their entire life. So I think that they're going to try to nullify each other's strengths. I do feel like if there's going to be a goal in this game, it's not even going to come from a guy like Erling Haaland or something like that. It's going to be either Declan Rice or Calafiori, to be honest. But yeah, set pieces, tactics, trying to close up the gaps and try not to lose because nobody likes losing these games. When you lose the game to a direct competitor for the league, it seems like you're losing 6 points instead of three. So that's why I like the draw personally.
I think an Arsenal center back is going to score off of a corner and it's going to end 1-0. That's my new prediction. I think
Calafiori.
Look, Arsenal have not looked great in terms of goal scoring, aside from the game against Forest, which I'm not really giving any weight to. But they did take 74 minutes to score. I know it's on the road and against a team from a different country, but it took Martinelli and Trossard to rescue this team. If Arsenal want to win, Gyökeres is going to have to play a great game. Arsenal is going to have to play on the front foot. If Arsenal wants to win, they have to play for the win. If they try and just try not to lose, there's a 0% chance they come out of this victorious for me. And I know that might sound like redundant and kind of, no duh. But look, this Arsenal team hasn't showed up to a lot of these games in recent years to win. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, no? Just to get a point, and they'll be okay with that, no?
And that's really the difference maker between winning teams that, like, win the league and not. Like, if you want to win the league, you got to win this game. Like,
yeah, you got to take risks.
Yeah, Liverpool would play in the front foot from the first second of the game and try to beat you right away.
Yeah, exactly. But nonetheless, I mean, we got a lot to talk about next week as well here on First Touch. So, as always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of First Touch. We will be back next Friday to recap Week 5, preview Week 6, and talk about anything else that's going on in the world of soccer. So, I'm your host, Tyler Levine, signing off for the night with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
See ya.